We're about to talk about a really prevalent mental health issue, and it's probably not what you think. This particular condition affects twice as many women as men and seems to be much more of a problem for people under the age of 35. It's also more common in Australia and North America and least common in East Asia. It's anxiety, and some really interesting data has come out about the condition out of the global review led by the University of Cambridge. Professor Ron Rapé is from Macquarie University Centre for Emotional Health and joins us now. According to this study, North America has the highest rates of anxiety. Almost 8 out of every 100 people there are affected. How does Australia compare?
Well, good evening. Australia's probably, it seems like it's right bang smack on the average for the world. The number of people, the last National Mental Health Survey in Australia back in 2009 suggested that about 10% or 10 to 12% of the adult population has had an anxiety disorder within a 12-month period. And the Cambridge study you're talking about also said that about 10% of people had a 12-month episode of anxiety at some stage in that 12 months at somewhere in the world. So it seems to be sort of right in the middle there.
And this study points out there's been no real decrease in the number of people affected by anxiety disorders between 1990 and 2010. Considering all the talk of new treatments and there have been public campaigns to increase awareness, why haven't we seen the numbers actually improve, like a decrease in numbers of people struggling with anxiety?
Yeah, look, that was one of the most interesting findings in this survey, that that anxiety levels seem to be pretty much unchanged across the last several years. And you would expect that with all of our improvements in treatment and all of the breakthroughs we've had, that we would have a better impact. I think one of the big reasons is that you also find in a lot of these big surveys that despite the fact that we have great treatments, very, very few people with any mental health problem get help. And that's particularly the case more so for anxiety than any other mental health disorder. So we find typically somewhere between 10 to 30% of people with a diagnosed anxiety disorder actually get help for that problem, professional help for that problem. And so I think although we have good treatments, we're just not yet at the stage where we're getting them out to the enough people in the population to actually make a population difference or a population impact.
And why are women twice as likely to experience anxiety as men? Have we figured out why that's the case? Because it's quite a significantly higher number of women struggling with this.
It is, and that's one of the almost one of the truisms of this area that we've known for many years that women are about twice as likely to be affected by anxiety than men. And look, there's lots of theories around as you might expect, but at the moment there's really no clear evidence. It's very hard to work out exactly why women are more likely to have anxiety. I guess the two obvious types of theories are what you might broadly called biological and psychological or social. So one set of theories says that it's really something to do with our evolutionary history, and men were sort of selected to be more sort of brave and out there and attacking, and women more so to be sort of protected. And the others have said that it's a much more social thing, that our societies are sort of leading towards encouraging women to be more shy and withdrawn and encouraging men to be more aggressive. I guess the argument against the second of those is that we tend to see very little difference across countries and across cultures in that gender difference. So you tend to find more women than men with anxiety pretty much across most societies in the world.
And how much difference is there between how different cultures deal with anxiety? East Asia, for example, has much lower rates. I found that very interesting. Do we know why that's such a big difference based on, I suppose, where people live?
It is an interesting finding, isn't it? There are many, many possible reasons, and I guess one of the most boring possible reasons is that it could just be differences in the way the information is collected, the sorts of instruments that are used, the sorts of surveys that are done. The more recent work tends to be more consistent, and so that explanation gets less when you look at more recent surveys. Certainly in terms of social anxiety, and in particular that sort of anxiety to do with worries about what other people think, there's an interesting finding that a lot of the East Asian cultures are more accepting of sort of shyness and withdrawal. And so within an East Asian culture, in places like Japan and Korea, it's often seen as a much more acceptable thing, and in some cases even a positive thing, to be somewhat withdrawn and shy. You're seen as more intellectual and as a leader if you're quiet. And so in that way, in the same way, then the flip side is that it means that it doesn't become a problem. So what you tend to find is that the East Asian countries have higher levels of shyness, for example, but they don't have as much clinical problem with that shyness. It doesn't impact on their lives. And that might be one of the big reasons why you get that difference.
And this study suggests that people in Western countries are more likely to be affected, as we were just saying. But what's interesting is that some of the reporting, so I'd love for you to sort of unpick that with me, has boiled it down to mean that rich people are more likely to be affected, like that Western versus East Asian comparison has been linked back to wealth. Is there any link between income and anxiety?
Not very much. And I saw those couple of news reports and I think they just got their facts wrong. The evidence doesn't link income and income status, socioeconomic status with anxiety very strongly. Where there is some link, it would probably be in the opposite way. That is, you tend to find that anxiety is higher amongst people, for example, who are divorced or single. You tend to find anxiety is higher amongst the unemployed than amongst people with jobs. And so as a result, you would probably find that anxiety is higher amongst poorer people than richer people. But that direct link with income is pretty minimal.
Ron, thank you so much for joining us. It's very much a very interesting study, and that gender difference particularly interests me. It's just amazing. It's such a strong difference.
Great. It's been my pleasure.
That's Ron Rappe. He's a distinguished professor with Macquarie University's Centre for Emotional Health and an ARC fellow joining us on RN Drive.